News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Halloween is upon us and many of you will be trick-or-treating tonight, or at least on trick-or-treating duties tonight. Emergency services are gearing up for what is going to be their busiest night of the year. Antisocial behaviour, unfortunately, expected to spike. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been meeting those living and working in communities dealing with illegal Halloween preparation.
You'd see wheelie bins and tyres, burnt out cars, like people throw cars in on it as well. So
throwing cars up onto the bumper?
Yeah. Usually they'd have cars going up and down the river or not. Well, fireworks have been going off the last few weeks now, so it'll get even crazier now.
And what about the bonfires and the fireworks now? They'll be going all over.
My brothers will, yeah. God, they'll be running around. My wheelie bins and all are taken off the road now.
Yeah, so they have the whole place stocked up now.
Well, I'm off. Oh, yeah, dirt.
Going off in the middle of the day.
Sick of them. The smell of the bloody charcoal off them.
You can smell the sulphur, yeah.
Oh, it's bad.
But even you're saying your brothers now, they'd be gathering up all the bits and pieces. And
yeah. But for kids to stay safe, it's the main thing.
Stay safe.
All I'm hoping is stay safe. And if you see guards, make sure you know that they're here to help you.
Locals in Talla and many other parts of the country are in for a loud, bright night as fireworks will light up the sky. More than 450 tonnes of bonfire material, such as pallets, mattresses and tyres, have been confiscated by Dublin City Council over the past 2 weeks. Assistant Chief Fire Officer with Dublin Fire Brigade, John Guilfoyle, is preparing for a busy evening ahead.
It's slightly different to last year, so the weather forecast is, you know, it's going to be a fine, nice evening. We're expecting an awful lot of people out. So demand, we're expecting demand well in excess of any other evening. And we also have the additional burden of managing ambulance incidents in our East Regional Control Centre as well. So we're going to have heavy demand there. And in addition to the extra workload for fire incidents, and not just for Dublin, all across the Leinster region. Bells are going off, big demand on the services, as I say. We can receive hundreds of calls in the space of a couple of hours. We're expecting a lot of public to be out and enjoying the celebrations.
The emergency services are urging people to attend organised events in controlled environments. And so is the Taoiseach.
It can be a very busy time for our emergency services. I'd really encourage people to exercise kind of a cop on and appropriate behaviour in terms of following the advice of our emergency services so that people can enjoy the Halloween period and that we don't place an unnecessary burden on our incredible emergency service.
When it comes to stockpiling for bonfires, council staff say teenagers have been out gathering materials since July. Back over in Talla, fireworks are causing distress as one was thrown into a shop as customers were going about their business.
Right, my name is Olivia. I'm working here in the shop.
What's it been like now in the lead up to Halloween?
It's been not too bad, but one incident, we had a banger in the shop today, which not too good for the kids, especially like some.
What, did someone light it in the shop or throw it in?
No, I was thrown in.
And was there customers in the shop?
Yeah, it's just kids. Kids will be kids.
You must have got an awful fright.
Oh, definitely.
And did the smoke alarms and stuff go off?
Everything went off. Everything.
So what, you're keeping the door open anyway?
100%, and we'll be open again tomorrow.
And what about the pallets then? Do you have to keep them all tied up so they're not being taken?
No, there's nothing like that around here. So the council is doing a good job with taking everything, so that's a bonus. Safety is key. Safety is key with all the kids. That's what we're trying to do.
John Guilfoyle from Dublin Fire Brigade says people need to realise the dangers of fireworks and uncontrolled fires.
So on a Halloween night, typical incidents would be antisocial behaviour, bonfires, small fires, all sorts of incidents, really, car fires, but predominantly unorganised bonfires and so forth.
And then the common injuries you might see?
Common type of injuries, we can see people injured from sparks, injuries from fireworks, some of those can be catastrophic. We can see anything from minor to major burns at these incidents.
A banger or something could...
Oh, absolutely. We say a firework that has unintendedly exploded or gone off and so forth. You can see catastrophic injuries to hands, limbs. We've often seen people even losing eyes and loss of sight. These can be very serious incidents.
And look, I know the best advice is to stay away, but if someone does find themselves in a setting where they are near one of these uncontrolled bonfires.
Our advice, first off, is don't attend. That's our key message here. But look, if you're going to attend something like that, do give a bit of space. You know, you don't have to get the front row seat at the bonfire. Do stand back. You don't want to be inhaling, say, dangerous fumes and so forth. That's not good stuff. If you see an incident kicking off, if it looks like the bonfire is going to collapse, you know, give yourself space. Stay back from it.
Yeah, good advice there from Assistant Chief Fire Officer with Dublin Fire Brigade, John Kilfoyle, in that report by Josh Crosby there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.